Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You and Right to Win for Our Youth. I am Sandra Bueno, and I am the founder of this movement as well as the founder of this show. And I am coming to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. Now, today's half an hour session, we are going to be speaking with a lady whom I've met, and her name is Wendy Perkins. Now, Wendy is a woman who is definitely a person taking a stand, making a difference for her life, and creating an impact, and really stepping up for change. And as she will join us momentarily, I wanted to just give you a small background and about who she is. She lives in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, one of six kids. Her specialty is in the mortgage and the realtor business. She's a mortgage broker and has her own business. She's also on one of the board members on the Florida Youth Athletic Association, which works with approximately 60,000 kids here in Florida. And she earned her degree in psychology from Nova University not too long ago. It took her about 30 years, she said, but she finally got it done, and now she's going to be pursuing her master's. She is an owner of the Land Investment Company, and she is also an entrepreneur, a social entrepreneur. And how Wendy and I came across was a few weeks ago we were introduced, and together we went to the Juvenile Detention Center prior to Christmas, and we met with some of the girls who were there, and Wendy was able to come back later on and deliver some gifts and small things that the girls were able to appreciate. So this is how Wendy and I have come across. Wendy is also working on a book, which is called High School Rich, and she comes from a background where she is self-taught. She has pursued her own purpose in life, and she is a naturalized person who can count on financial security based on her work and on having a strategy to how she has achieved success. So it is great to be able to know someone who grew up in an environment that was challenged. She does come from, like she says, she came from the hood, and she was able to get herself in a place where she was able to really take her life into her own hands, make decisions, step up, put herself to school, and really to help herself forward. So now, together, we are working out a plan through the Right to Win Network to be able to collaborate on a program and to be able to impact youth and use all of our resources, use the fact that we know different people, the fact that we can leverage from those who have an influence within the young community or within the business community to really impact and create change. So I'm still waiting for her to actually get online, and she is available right now. So I'd like to introduce you all to Wendy. Wendy, hello and welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing excellent. I have just been able to share with the audience your background and what you've done and how you and I are collaborating together on, to make a difference and impact people, possibly working on a program. And I've also mentioned your High School Rich, update. So welcome on Power to Be You and Right to Win. And let's begin with you. If you could just give us an introduction to your background.
Well, I'm a mortgage broker and a realtor, and after many years of doing it and mentally charting all the things in my life, I decided to put together a book, High School Rich, for the kids, and hopefully it'll be a great public service to help these kids to enrich their lives, to teach them how to become entrepreneurs. I also sit on the board of directors for the Florida Youth Athletic Association, and right now we're about 60,000 kids strong. And I'm hoping that we're having a really good impact on the kids that do all types of athletics around the state of Florida. So I'm really starting to enjoy working with kids.
After how many years?
after many, many, many years of working with them, but now it seems to be a greater need now. And it's much more enjoyable working with the kids when they're in a greater abundance. I just love working with as many as possible.
Well, that's great because there's so many to go around, and, you know, there's so much need that I kept on saying. There's so much need, and there's already a lot of people who can really, you know, come together. And like I mentioned before you came online, that we can collaborate through bringing those resources that we have, whether it's business resources or the insight. Now, you have, not only do you have business insight because you have successfully created yourself as an entrepreneur, but you also have a strategy that you created for yourself, and you also have hands-on training because you've lived, you know, you weren't privileged, right, you know, growing up. You came from an environment that had challenges. Can you share some of that with the audience, please?
Sure. I grew up in a neighborhood that was economically deprived. And my dad was a person that he cut lawn. And my mom was a maid, in essence. So we were not able to afford all the opportunities that others could. But what we did do is that we knew education was the key. So my parents, even though they weren't educated, they made sure that all their kids became educated. And through education, the world opened up to all of us. And all of us are doing very well and productive citizens and law-abiding citizens of society. And it's what I am also trying to share with the young adults, that you don't need to come from a background where there's privilege. I mean, that's always a plus. But you can still make it, no matter what your background is. But you have to do it through learning. You have to learn, 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 and through education.
And how did your parents...
I'm sorry,
continue.
No, I was going to say not necessarily through higher education, through college. And, I mean, even though 99% of the time that's always the best way to go, but if that is not something that is afforded to you and you're not able to, there's still other ways of living a productive life than to go out and do other criminal acts or just to do nothing in life.
And how did your parents encourage the education? Did they pay for it? Did they have, you know, what was the way that they, how did their encouragement show up?
Well, it wasn't an option in our house. Education was just the key. They wanted us to study. When we came home from school, it was not even an option. You could not go out and play until after your homework was done. You must maintain A's and B's. You could not bring a C into the house. So it was just known that you had to do your work. You had to become educated, and that what was going to open the door for you. To get out
and how did it go forward after your high school? What was going on after that?
After high school, I went off to college for a bit, and then I got married. And I decided that even though I had not completed college, I needed to do something. And I became a mortgage broker and then a realtor. And then I got an appraiser's license. And what I did was I found every avenue that I could to become educated in something. And I found something that I love to do. And if you find something you love to do for free, you'll always make money with it. And when I decided to write the book after becoming an entrepreneur and the mortgage broker and the real estate and the appraising, is when I was actually in the neighborhood one day going by and I saw these kids under the tree after they graduated, realizing that they needed something also, like I needed something when I was in the neighborhood. I needed a dream. So I wanted to write the book to give them a dream so they can also live the type of life that I'm enjoying now, which is a wonderful thing.
Well, you and I shared an amazing experience when we went to the juvenile detention center, and when you stood up there to speak to the girls and we brought up, you know, the background of, okay, who are you and how successful are you and, you know, what have you created for yourself money-wise? One of the girls that was there, I mean, we saw how all of a sudden her world opened up, because here she was meeting someone who was very successful. And, you know, when we mentioned, you know, the amount of money that you've made and what you drove, she was so impressed. And in that moment, it was an opportunity for us to say, you know, and I asked you, I said, well, Ms. Wendy, tell us, you know, were there any short steps to your success? And you said, no, you know, this is what I've had to do. This is what I did for 7 years straight. This is my daily routine. And, you know, in what you and I were able to create for them was, you created the paradigm shift, because all of a sudden she met someone and she could say, look, I'm meeting my first millionaire. And she is alive and she is here and she's a normal person and she's someone that I can relate to. And, you know, you became her role model. And through the way that you have created your success, it's been through working. It's been through using your resources, your creativity, your intelligence, you know, your belief, because I believe that despite the actual decisions that you've done, it takes an unsurmountable amount of belief, self-belief, desire, vision, you know, and will to say, come what may, I'm going to continue. And that's one of the things that I've really seen in you, and why I feel that you're definitely someone who can, you know, create a lot of change in the lives of these kids.
Well, I'm hoping to do that, and I'm enjoying it. And it really was not easy, and I want to always magnify that. Anything worth having is worth working for, and it has not been easy. And for 7 years, I did. I got up early in the mornings and went off, and I came back late at night, probably getting, you know, 5-6 hours of sleep every day for about 7 years. And it's something that I had to do. It was a sacrifice, but it all paid off. And that's what the young adults need to understand, that when you sacrifice, it comes back to you.
And what would you say to someone that's saying, well, you know, I'm sacrificing now, and what's happening? Why is it that I'm not getting what I want?
Because what you do today will always affect what happens to you tomorrow. So the fact that they're sacrificing today, it will come back. And it seems like the more you sacrifice, the greater the return is. And that's just been my experience.
Now, with High School Rich, what do you see for yourself? What do you see happening? What would you like to see?
Well, I would like to see the school become part of the curriculum. The book becomes, in the schools, a part of their curriculum. Because I want every young adult, I think they should be taught how to become an entrepreneur. Whether they go to college or they don't go to college, I think they need to know the ethics and the hard work and to become creative and to use just all of their brain, everything that they have in their inner being, to live this life and live a wonderful life, and don't become part of the rat race. Because it's much more enjoyable when you do something that you love and you become an entrepreneur and you set your own time frames. That's after many years of sacrificing, but it comes along. You know, it's nothing worse than working on a job for 30 years, retiring, get a watch, and then go, okay, what do I do now? So it's
more. Do you not think that our society and the way that the school system is and the way that kids are being taught, you know, maybe it worked in another century, but in today's time, based on what's taking place specifically within technology, you know, the need that we have to be up and ready to go, up and ready to compete, but in a, you know, competition today has even changed. It's no longer about me against you. It's how do we come together and we create, you know, an entity where we bring value, and then we compete for other resources, but it's, you know, it's really no more about me for myself and looking out for me. It's, you know, let's come together and use our resources. Do you think that kids today, that there's there's not a lot, you know, of opportunity for kids to learn about entrepreneurship at a young age? Like, it's kind of like kept away from them, because all of a sudden, you know, do you feel that kids are not being encouraged to be entrepreneurs?
No, they're not. Because when I was young, the thought of becoming an entrepreneur, it was definitely something that, from my family to friends and everyone else that I knew, really, they wanted me to go to the post office and get a job. They didn't really think becoming a realtor or a mortgage broker, that was something you do part-time. You always had to have a full-time job with benefits. So becoming an entrepreneur was never encouraged. And that's why I want to be the one to encourage these young adults. I want to work together with you to make a change and to make a big change. We want to change the way that these kids think. We want them to know also to educate yourself. I have a degree in psychology. Yes, I educated myself also, but I also educated myself to become an entrepreneur, and I educated myself in college. And they both work hand in hand. But we need to get it across to these kids that they absolutely need to explore becoming entrepreneurs. At least have it as an option for them.
See, what I would add to that, what I would add to what you just said, you know, working hand in hand, it almost seems, you know, what comes to my vision is where people, you know, don't provide this as an option to kids, and they say, you know, well, work hard, get a job. You know, we're looking, we're watching at society, and we're looking what's taking place from the bottom up, where all of these businesses have crumbled. I mean, what, you know, and that mentality that takes place at such a high level, people who are highly skilled, highly educated, you know, working with the best of the best, where they are seeing themselves having to reshift and, and completely reposition their whole business and get a bailout, quote-unquote, to be able to cope with the change. How can they now, you know, bring confidence to these kids to say, get a job, you know, be secure, get a 401k, you know, work for someone and retire, when we're watching people who have been working for a place for 28 years and all of a sudden they're told, well, we're downsizing, sorry, you're out, you know, layoff, or we have to close our company because it can no longer function on its own. You know, then that's what you're, you know, you just hit that nerve in me, because it's kind of like, it is so, you know, that is something that even generational, you know, when we're looking at African Americans, we're looking at Hispanics, we're looking at the Latin community, we're looking at the poor community, the mass of America, you know, here we are being taught, work hard, and that's how you get ahead. And it's no longer that, it's work smart and get ahead and become an entrepreneur so you can start creating change, so you can start creating new technology, so you can create new ways and new options on how to do things bigger, better, softer, skinnier, you know, and that's what the world is calling for.
You're absolutely right, and I totally agree with you. And it's about time that we all start to put our efforts out there to make this happen for the younger kids. We don't want another generation of kids to go through life without knowing about becoming entrepreneurs.
Exactly. Now, would you also say that people are fearful of the money factor?
Yeah, they.
Like when it comes to money,
if you become an entrepreneur, that you're not going to make as much money. It's not going to come in. You know, and what you may have to do, and that's when you're making a sacrifice. You may have to have a job. And have that job until you build your business. So you may have to work two jobs for quite a while as you build the business of an entrepreneur and your regular job. So those are the sacrifices that you have to make. And as a young adult, maybe you can't go to that party. Or maybe you can't do the things that all your other friends are doing. But I can guarantee you that if you make those sacrifices and build that business, it will be productive for you. Now, that's an absolute guarantee. I can't guarantee you how much money you'll be making or if you'll become a millionaire doing it, but if you build that business and if you sacrifice, the business will be successful. And it all depends on what your definition of success is. You know, my definition is I just want to be comfortable. I want to be able to travel. I want to be able to take vacations, and I don't want to have to worry about paying bills. You know, and some folks, they want to be, you know, a celebrity, or they want to have wealth, and they want to have lots of. It all depends on what your definition of success is.
But it does all come down to, you know, how do you want to live a life? What quality of life do you want to have? Because it is. It's, again, it's everyone will. And I love you bringing that point across, because many people will have, you know, a different definition. And while some people might be happy with and content with, you know, $1 million, others that I've heard of, you know, with $15 million, they're not happy. Because at $15 million level, they're still spending $17 million. So they don't have peace. You know, they don't have harmony. They're not with their families. They're not doing for their lives what where they're fulfilled. You know, they're not fulfilled doing the work that they do. And so I love what you said, and I definitely believe that it is the time to set up a whole new system, a whole new set, you know, a new set of standards. What are the standards? I actually just saw a commercial by Kaplan University, and it's playing out on in the media, and it's about creating a university where there are no boundaries, where it's not in the box, you know, where all of a sudden kids themselves and students themselves create their own opportunity, which is what the world is asking of us right now. You know, create your own opportunity, but how can you if you don't have a guiding force, if you don't have a mentor, if you don't have someone who's rooting for you saying, hey, there's another way. You know, I mean, it wasn't there before, but now here we are. So we're here. We're here stepping up to say this is what we're creating and this is what we're bringing about. So, you know, I just want to give you kudos, and I'm very happy to have met you, because you have something that is different. You have a tenacity, you have a persistence, you have a presence, and you also have a heart, which I believe is the strongest thing that these kids need, which is the greatest force, because now these kids can say, there is someone who cares, someone that I can relate to, someone who has been where I was, and someone who can now show me a different way, a greater way. So, yeah, I want to thank you for that, because I'm really excited.
Oh, I am too. I'm excited for meeting you. I'm excited to be working with you. And I know that we're going to make a difference. There is no other option. We have to. It's for of the kids.
It is, because these kids are you know, I mean, I often see it's solutions that they've had before to either incarcerate or to put on detention or to give, you know, suspension or to take them out of the school system. Those are not solutions. Those are just ways, coping mechanisms of how do we get this person out of the way and how do we put them away so they don't infect other people. Well, you know what? It's not about segregating. It's about bringing in. And when we can take these kids that in my own personal belief is those kids that are stepping out there and that are getting in trouble are the ones that are nonconformist. They're the ones that believe in change. They just don't know how to apply that change. They don't know where they can go. So with us bringing in a particular mindset, different opportunities, you know, a fresh approach and evidence, here you have kids that can now say, oh, there's something here for me. And I think that, you know, that is something that with what you bring, it's very impactful. Now share with me some part of your life as well that has made a difference to you. What was the force that made a difference for you so that you could just know and pursue your life the way you have?
Well, the biggest thing, or the biggest gift that was given to me was to watch my dad get up every day with an 8th grade education, build his business, and to be able to make considerable sums of money in the 1960s and 70s by just working hard. He got up every morning. He was up 5:36. He was out the door. He came back 6, 7 in the afternoon. He maintained and took care of 6 kids, and we never knew that we were poor because we got everything that we needed. And if we needed something more, he just worked a little harder. He took on more lawns. He was able to hire folks from the community and give them jobs. And whereas it wasn't, you know, a suit and tie job every day that he went to, he made more money than most people in the neighborhood who did have college degrees. And he was able to help them and share with them. And I was motivated by him to see that sometimes working on a 9-to-5 where you can only make so much money and you're working for someone else, and sometimes no matter how hard you work, you don't get rewarded for it, that you can go out and work for yourself. So I knew early on that I wanted to be an entrepreneur and I wanted to do something and work for myself. I knew that early on by watching him. But I also watched him work 50 years get sick, and die. So I also decided that I wanted to be an entrepreneur, and I wanted to work hard, and I wanted to make the money, but I also wanted to spend time enjoying it. That I didn't just want to, you know, work day and night, and then not be here to enjoy the fruits. So I also encourage everyone, too, to know your limits. And it's one thing, my dad wasn't educated enough to know that to take care of his health and do other things. He was an educated man at heart, but he just didn't realize the effect it would have on him not to have his annual checkups and do all the things that he needed to do. So I learned from that also to take care of my health and take care of my mind. So take care of my mind, my body, my soul, take care of all of those things and be an entrepreneur, and you'll have a great quality of life. So my dad was the biggest effect on me, just to watch him and his life.
See, I love being able to, just in that alone, there's so many different angles that I see. And number one, you had a model. You know, you had a model of a work ethic that a lot of the times people are no longer seeing, kids aren't seeing. And, you know, you also saw something bigger, which was him working 50 years and having his life, you know, finish, and possibly because of the amount of work that he did, you know, just pushing, which brings to mind balance, you know, and you mentioned it, balance of life, spirit, physical, you know, mental. And that is something that people don't realize, because whenever we're paying attention to one area of our lives, we're leaving all the other areas open. And, you know, that is, again, something where people, I keep on telling people, you know, it's about being able to look at all these areas of our lives and saying, determining, where do we want to go with this area? What do we want to do? And it's challenging, especially today, to be able to say, okay, you know, I mean, I want to have order in all the areas. And the earlier we start, the faster we can get there. So that is great. One thing that comes to mind also is Les Brown. One of the things that he says is, do the hard work first, and then you can enjoy the easy life or easy living. And it's more about, if you do what's hard first, you know, you can then not have to worry about it later. But if you do what's easy first, down the path, you're going to have to finally do the hard work. And I think that's what's happening right now with our generation that was born in the 60s, who are now parents, who are having difficulty financially and with their homes and with everything, because we've lived a life where we weren't, you know, really aware, or we weren't planning for the future, and all of a sudden we're seeing the results of our actions.
Yeah, it's coming down quite hard for some folks.
You know, how many kids do you know that are paying for their parents? Or even parents that are living now with their kids?
Absolutely, and vice versa.
And what?
The country has it now, and with the kids living with their parents, and parents living with their kids, and
exactly.
It's just with the economy now. It's just made it very difficult to be independent, and that's why being an entrepreneur will help you with that. To have some independence and. To know and to have balance in your life, and just to have a good quality of life.
Excellent. Now, in closing, what would you like your legacy to be? Have you thought that far forward?
Yes. I would like my legacy to be, I want folks to look back and say that Wendy was a kind, loving individual who cared. And they can end that sentence with cared about children, the elderly, everyone. I just want them to know that I cared about people, their life, the quality of their life, and I want to be someone that is remembered for those things, but I also want to be remembered because I did something. That actually went out there and I did something. And one of the steps that I did take is I do bring some young adults, and I bring them into my household, and I teach them things, And I actually, you know, I sacrificed my own time to make sure that someone else's life is better. So I want to be remembered for caring.
That is. I know you have definite evidence there, and you know it. Everywhere you go, you just inspire and you attract people, and you bring them into your circle of contribution. And, you know, it shows. It precedes you. So, you know, I just want to say again that you are definitely someone stepping up, making a difference, a beacon for change. So I look forward to being able to just collaborate with you and impact these kids and make a difference, because now is the time for change. And together, you know, independently we're making it, but together we're going to even be stronger. So thank you so much for being on Power to Be You and Rise to Win. And do you have a website yet, or are you in the process?
I'm in the process. I'm putting the website together. Hopefully it'll be up within the next week.
Okay, excellent. So people will always be able to plug into you, because now there's a show, and we will always be able to put your information on there directly. Is there anything that you would like to close with?
Well, I am ready to collaborate with you. I am ready for this great venture. And I say, let's just go do it and change some lives.
Awesome. So great. Well, it has been a pleasure, Wendy. And then I look forward to seeing you soon. Plus, we're going to be meeting again this Friday evening with another fellow friend, another power maker, Ellen Sue Burton with Duo Magazine. So anyone who's listening in our community out in the West Palm Beach area, join us at the Hard Rock Cafe at Pangea, which is one of the area of restaurants right in that place, and you can join us for a wrap party for Duo Magazine. So we're going to be there networking, socializing, impacting, and having fun. So Wendy, thank you again, and we will speak very soon.
Thank you. Look forward. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it has been Wendy Perkins, and we look forward to being able to work with you. And stay tuned for Power to Be You and Rise to Win as I continue to bring to you individuals, beacons for change, leaders, and impact makers who are stepping up for change, making a difference. Thank you, and have a great afternoon.